snow. You start seeing the rain. You start seeing 35 degrees. It felt like 60 degrees a couple weeks ago. Just talk about the challenges of getting back on the diamond in a routine for maybe some guys that were on the wrestling program, or maybe they're playing hockey or on the basketball field, because it's a similar sport, but there's some, you know, got to remember what it's like taking a fielder or a ground hopper, you know, on the ball diamond every now and then, Jerry.
Yeah, Valley City, we're pretty unique in the EDC. We play the bigger schools, and a lot of those guys do specialize in a sport, but I prefer a multi-sport athlete. Wrestling did have a very successful season, so did basketball, so there were a lot of successes. So I think the bar's been set higher by some of the other programs, which is great. That's what we like to see. So we have pretty high expectations, but yeah, the snow last week didn't bode well for us. We were hoping to get outside today for our first practice. Gym space is pretty tight with track going at the same time as us and girls softball. But fortunately, VCSU is gracious enough to allow us to use Gratian Gym. And so we're going to make it work today, and then the rest of this week it looks like we might be able to get outside. We have a lot of work to do, get all the nets up and everything before we can have a good quality practice. So we're looking forward to getting outside, but that is a challenge.
And then, Jerry, once you start this season, what's one or two things as a coach that you start kind of looking for in terms of the guys that were coming back from last year? Lose a couple of seniors, so you got those spots to fill, obviously. But what's one or two things that you're looking forward to, so having some guys that played the varsity experience last year, but you also probably have a couple that, you know, played a little bit more JV that are going to be expected to have a couple bigger roles this year, Jerry?
Yeah, this will be my second season now. Some of the guys, they know my expectations from last year, so that helps. We already kind of, we kind of work together, and they know what to expect from me. And Coach Ryan LaRue works with me as well with the varsity, so they know what our expectations are. We have some very good seniors this year, very good kids. Ethan Zeltinger's one of our leaders, Dalton Andrasik. Amongst others, we did add a new guy from last year that we didn't have, Jonah Wallace, so we're excited to add some new faces. A lot of leadership. Also returning is Nate Rodriguez. He's only a junior this year, and last year he was tied for the lead in strikeouts in the EDC, so we expect another big year out of Nate. We do have some younger guys, some sophomores that we know they'll be stepping up this year. Dawson Dietrich returns. He was a starter last year as a freshman, so 1 year older, and he's got a little more pop in his fastball this year, so he'll be one of our leaders on the mound for sure. Reese Hushka is going to do some catching for us this year. He's only a sophomore as well, but he's a leader behind the plate. He's young, but he's a leader. We have other guys in that sophomore class, just hardworking guys. Tanner Thompson's one. Expect a lot of things out of Tanner this year. Amongst others, I'm missing a lot of names here. We have a great group of kids, just a bunch of hard workers. So I'm excited to get started. We'll just see what the season brings.
And once from right now to that very first game against Enderlin, again, it's a non-conference game, so you can kind of get the cobweb, so to speak, off the bats. Again, getting a, you know, trying to paint the corner with a fastball or a curveball, whatever the case may be. So what are you looking forward to seeing from your group from right now, from the very first day of practice, once they get on the ball diamond against, you know, competition going up against Enderlin again on April the 2nd?
Yeah, Enderlin's actually a pretty tough team to open up with. They could fit in right with a lot of these EDC teams. They're a very talented group, so we'll have our hands full to start with. That's our only non-conference game of the year, so we're starting off with a tough team. But we had a solid defense last year, and we're going to have to hit the baseball better this year. So if we keep playing our solid defense like we did, throw strikes like we did last year, start hitting the baseball around a little bit, and I expect us to be a little more competitive. But last year we did have a pretty decent season. The wins weren't there, but we didn't get blown out by anybody, and I think we had a very respectable season. We opened some eyes in the EDC, so high expectations for this year. I just expect to increase our win total from last year a little bit and make the EDC tournament, and then you never know from there.
And with that being said, let's chat a little bit about the EDC now. West Fargo Cheyenne are kind of slowly splitting off, and West Fargo Cheyenne getting more of their own specific program from the Packers. Obviously with the Fargo schools, Grand Forks, Red River, and Central, and Devils Lake and always Wahpeton seems to be a pretty tough opponent in the EDC as well. So where is one or two teams would you say is going to be at the top this year for the EDC in terms of some teams that's going to be, you know, tough to get a couple of runs across because maybe they're bringing good pitching back? Or on the flip side, you know, maybe it's going to be tough for you guys to get a couple runs across because, like we said, pitching is a big game thing in the game of baseball.
Yeah, I think Davies, they're going to be very tough. They were tough last year. They have a really solid group. West Fargo Cheyenne, they're going to be better than last year just because they added a bunch of the West Fargo guys now that they did split. They have a very good head coach there, Joel Swanson. Yeah, so West Fargo will be tough. Red River is going to be tough. Shanley's tough. So there's really no easy game in the EDC. So Wahpeton, we matched up pretty well with Wahpeton and Devil's Lake. Same situations there, but they're not an easy game either. So not an easy game in the EDC at all.
And you talked about the guys last year being in a lot of these games going up against those Fargo Davies, Fargo South, Fargo North. What's some of the experience level that they can bring back from whether they swept a team like Fargo South last year, maybe it was at home, or maybe they got a split with another team? What's something that they can kind of take of, okay, maybe that was my first year as a varsity experience, and their experiences they can take out of it going into this year, Jerry?
I think with the success that they had last year against some of the bigger schools, the better schools, I think that their expectation level may be a little bit higher this year, knowing they can compete. Not that they didn't in the past, but last year we had some successes. Me as a coach, my second year, I know who we match up with a little better, so it might be a little easier to figure out my pitching schedule and rotation, who to pitch against who, and that might help with some wins. We'll see how that goes, but having this to be in my second year, I feel a little more comfortable heading into the EDC schedule than I did last year. I had no idea what to expect last year. So,
and again, we're talking a little Highliner baseball. Their first game of the season is going to be on April 2nd, barring the weather, which is obviously a big thing during the month of March and April and May. So with that, Jerry, what's it like when you know you're supposed to have a game, then all of a sudden you have to go to the kids and say, well, it's postponed for tomorrow, or it's been, you know, changed later on in the date? What's one of the things that then you as a coach have to kind of, you know, build everybody up to, where they have to go maybe indoors for practice instead of, you know, lacing them up and going up against a team like Fargo North that day?
Yeah, actually, fortunately, last year with my first season, we had very good weather. It was cold quite a few games, very cold, but we didn't, I don't know if we had any games canceled, maybe one or two that should have. It was very cold. I expect to have some bad weather this year. And our schedule is so full, I don't know where we're going to make games up. So it will get tricky, and then last minute having to head into a gym with all the other programs having to use the same facilities is very difficult. So I think every team in the EDC has the same problems we do, though. They all have to compete for gym space and time. So if you have to go at 8 at night, you go at 8 at night. So we'll just deal with that if the time comes.
And with that being said, Jerry, we kind of mentioned it a little bit before you came on. The baseball season, get a lot of games in a short amount of time, as we talked about, April 2nd through, you know, the EDC tournaments, May 26th to 28th. So what's that mountain like? You know, every year you always try to climb that mountain, try to be at the peak once you get to the end of the season playing your best brand of baseball. What's that mountain like, knowing that, okay, your first couple of games are against Enderlin, North, and West Fargo, and it's all within a week of each other, where you're playing anywhere from potentially, you know, 4, 5, 6 baseball games, barring what the weather brings, Jerry?
It's going to help a little this year. I think we're fairly deep at pitching. Other than Nate, I don't know if we're going to blow anyone away, but we're deep and we can throw strikes, so that'll help us set up our rotation. And, you know, 4 games in 3 days, that is tough, but if you're 5, 6 deep pitching-wise, that helps. And so knowing the schedule a little better now than I did last year, it'll be a little easier, hopefully, to figure out our matchups and you know, who do you pitch against the lower team, or do you save for the one of the better teams in the EDC? You have to weigh all that out, but it'll be an interesting season. It is jam-packed with a lot of games, as he said.
And you kind of mentioned some of the guys coming back from last year's program. What are a couple of those seniors, or Nate Rodriguez, that kind of needs to be in that leadership role? You talked about Nate maybe needing to be the guy that kind of takes on the strike zone a little bit more, and hopefully he can continue to be the top strikeout pitcher in terms of the EDC that he was last year. But what behind him in terms of when he's going to be on the mound defensively that's going to have to, you know, work their glove well on the infield and the outfield here, Jerry?
Well, we're going to need Alex Millender to step up again. He was tough for us last year, and he's going to have to take another step forward. He plays multiple positions. He's a catcher, first baseman. He'll play some outfield. He'd probably prefer to be behind the plate, but we need him in all those positions. He's a very athletic, very good glove. He's got a good bat, so he's going to have to be one of our leaders for sure this year. Other than that, we just have a lot of young guys that are going to have to step it up. If they don't, our season's going to be pretty difficult. But I expect these young guys to step it up. They're real baseball players. They work hard year-round. A few of them actually don't even play any other sports, so they do. A couple of these guys do concentrate on baseball year-round and hard-working baseball kids, so we need them to step up.
A couple more questions here for Jerry before we let him go again. Chatting a little Highlander baseball. You mentioned about, you know, it could be 40 degrees when you're going outside and playing a game. What's that difficult like for a baseball player going maybe at the end of May when it gets to be maybe a 50 or 60 or 70 degree day in terms of pitching and throwing the ball, you know, across the diamond or trying to hit the cutoff man compared to, okay, 40 degrees, maybe that baseball is a little bit harder in the glove when it starts popping. So what's one or two things that kids have to kind of adjust to as the weather progresses?
Yeah, it's not easy to field a ground ball barehanded. I've been there. I played it in college. I played third base. But some people can take it a little better than others, and I think it's a lot harder on the coaches than anybody. We stand out there, and it's pretty cold for me and Coach LaRue. But our kids are resilient. They are used to playing baseball in North Dakota, and no one really had any complaints last year. It was cold in a few of those games. I don't know. I think they set a guideline now. If it's under 35 or 40 wind chill, we can't even play a game. So now that we have that number, last year we did play a couple 30, 35 degree games. So, but our kids are tough. Last year they toughed it out, no complaints at all. Like I said, other than me and Coach LaRue, I think everyone handled it pretty good. So.
And once you start going into this season, we kind of talked about it before, but when you're playing these double headers as a coach, how do you kind of go about making sure guys get their at-bats in, but also you get some younger guys probably getting in and getting their experience? Because at the end of the season, you want those guys that maybe have to get a pinch hit. They're just as valuable as the starting nine that are on the ball diamond, Jerry.
I think this year will be a little tougher than last year, which is a good problem to have. We have a lot of kids that can compete for a varsity job, but we do have a full JV schedule too. So if some of these kids aren't getting at-bats at the varsity level, they'll be getting their swings in at the JV level, and they'll have a chance to prove themselves. I don't think we'll have a solid varsity and a solid JV schedule or lineup. I think we'll just take guys game by game and see who's swinging the bat well. So it's nice to have enough kids for a JV team. Coach Dan Heppner is taking over the JV squad for us, so this guy's got some experience coaching, so they'll be fine with him. And then we do have a pretty decent JV or junior high team too, and some of those guys might move up and play a little JV. So we have pretty decent numbers and some good coaches all the way down to the seventh grade level. So if some of these kids need to step up and play varsity, I think they will, but they'll get their swings in at JV if they're not.
And again, junior high and JV, they're slated for their first game on April the 5th. That's going to be away at Fargo North. One more time for the Highlander varsity baseball team. If you want to see them on the diamond, weather permitting, that again is April the 2nd against the Enderlin Eagles. And last question for you here, Jerry, before we let you go. What's one or two things you're going to be chatting about with your team as they kind of go into this first week of practice and kind of mention about your expectations and the experience of some of these guys coming back? What's the biggest message and the biggest theme do you think this year's Highlander baseball team kind of needs to get across throughout the season, that once they get to the grind of the year and you mentioned trying to make that EDC tournament, what's going to be that mountain to climb this year, Jerry?
Well, number one, we have to improve our at-bats. So quality at-bats, we're going to preach quality at-bats take a lot of swings. A lot of swings, a lot of quality repetition. If we want to improve from last year, that's number one. We have to put the baseball in play. So take good swings, swing at good pitches, just quality at bats. That's what we're going to preach all year.
All right, Jerry, thank you so much for your time and good luck on the season, especially as you get prepared for a couple weeks from now, the Enderlin Eagles.
Thank you, Chase.